Okay, idea number one on this week's parsha. On the phone.
So the
opening pasuk of this week's parsha says, "Vayar Elov Hashem," that Hashem appeared to him. The pasuk does not say, "Vayar Elov" or "Vayar Hashem El Abraham." It says, "Vayar Elov Hashem," and Hashem appeared to him. Why doesn't the Torah say that Hashem appeared to Abraham? Why doesn't it say Vayar Hashem El Abraham? Why does it say Vayar Elov Hashem? So, very short idea. You know, Abraham, there were two sides of his personality. On the one hand, Abraham was this great celebrity. Abraham was going around the world speaking about God, speaking about Judaism. He had thousands and thousands and thousands of followers, and there was no Twitter at the time. He had followers just by speaking. Thousands of followers that were walking around with him. And Abraham's name, Abraham, is actually a conjunction of the words Av Hamon Goyim, which means that he was the father of many nations. So on the one hand, Abram was this massive celebrity. Everybody knew him. Very popular guy. On the other hand, Abram was a big tzaddik. And he didn't like his celebrity status. He was an onav. He was humble. He didn't want that. He didn't want that to be his, right? He didn't want that to be his whole mahus. So, when we find Abram at the beginning of the parsha sitting in his tent, and Hashem, HaKadosh Baruch Hu himself, is visiting him. Why does Hashem visit him? Is it because of his celebrity status? Or is it because of his humility and his tzidkus? So the Torah says specifically, Vayar Elov Hashem, not Vayar Hashem El Abraham. The name Abraham represents his celebrity status, Av Hamon. If I would have said Vayar Hashem El Abraham, that would mean that Hashem only appeared to him. You know why? Because here's this great red carpet celebrity. The Torah says no. Hashem appeared to him Vayar Elov Hashem because of who he really was, a love. Who he was deep inside. Deep inside, he was humble. He was a tzaddik. Not because of his celebrity status. Not because he ran after being popular. But because deep inside, Abraham was a guy who was unav, humble, a tzaddik. That's why Hashem appeared to him. That's idea number one. Idea number two is the following. We know the Gemara says that the three tfilos, Shacharis, Mincha, Maariv, were instituted by Avram, Yitzchak, and Yaakov. Abraham instituted Shacharis, Yitzchak, Mincha, and Yaakov, Maariv. But there's much more to that Gemara than just the idea that Abraham was a morning person, and Yitzchak was an afternoon person, and Yaakov was a night person. If you look at their lives pattern those three tfilos. Shacharis is the morning. Everything's brand new, clean slate, wake up in the morning, brand fresh. Whatever happened yesterday, you can put behind you. Today's a new day. Bright, beautiful. Maariv, it's night, it's dark, it's cold, right? Mincha, it's neither here nor there. It's not exactly morning, it's not exactly night. Not really sure what to do with Mincha. Mincha seems to be sometimes the most overlooked tefillah. Now these tefillahs, the identity of these tefillahs pattern the identity of the three avos. Abraham is all about mourning. Not M-O-U-R-N-I-N-G. That's next week's parsha. He's going to be mourning for his wife. Mourning. Boker. Abraham, everything great was going for him. Even with the people that he had fights with, Paro and the other kings, they respected him. It was boker. It was mourning. It was beautiful. The sun is shining. Abraham was on top of the world. Yitzchak, you know, we really don't know much about Yitzchak. Yitzchak is like in the middle. There's not a lot of stories about Yitzchak. The only thing that we know about Yitzchak, besides the brachas that he gave to his children, is he dug the same wells as Abraham did. There's not a lot about Yitzchak. It's neither here nor there. Yaakov, his life was like Maariv. Dark. Cold. Think about Yaakov's life. Running away from his brother. His brother steals, right? His brother, he fights his brother. He tries to, right, steal away the brachos. So he has a whole fight running away from him. Esau's son goes after him and steals all his money. He gets to Lavan's house. His father-in-law is a Rasha, a crook. He gives him the wrong wife. Finally, he thinks all is good. What happens? His favorite son gets kidnapped or sold. Kidnapped, what he thinks. Murdered, he thinks is murdered. Terrible, terrible life. So the message of the Gemara is, Shacharis Mincha Maariv, that every time in our lives, we have times in our lives that are going to be shachar's moments. Times in our lives when everything's going to look beautiful, everything's going to be great. A lot of us have times in our lives that are going to be marav moments. When things are down, things are not so great, and things don't seem like they're going so well. And then there are times that are mincha of times. It's, I have days that are, So the Gemara tells you, if the avos, who we're supposed to look up to, instituted the three tefillos, he teaches us that at every moment in our lives, whether it's a shacharis, mincha, or marav moment, you always have to turn to Hashem in tefillah. And Hashem will always be there for you to listen. Okay?